Leviticus chapter 5. And a person who sins in that he hears the sound of cursing, and he is a witness, or he sees it, or he learns of it, if he does not report it, he shall bear his iniquity. Or a person who touches any unclean thing, either a carcass of an unclean animal, or a carcass of unclean cattle, or the carcass of an unclean reptile, and it has escaped his notice, then he is unclean and guilty. Or if he touches a man's uncleanness, in any uncleanness of his by which he is defiled, and it has escaped his notice, then he comes to know that he is guilty. Or if a person who swears by speaking rashly with his lips about doing wrong or doing good, according to everything man rashly speaks with an oath, and he is unaware of it, then he comes to know that he is guilty of any one of these offences, then it shall come to pass, when he is consciously guilty of one of these things, and confesses that he has sinned against it, that he shall bring his guilt offering to the Lord, for his sin whereby he sinned. A female from the flock, a ewe or a she-goat kid, as a sin offering, and the priest will make atonement for him regarding his sin. And if the expense of a lamb is out of his reach, then he shall bring for his guilt which he incurred 2 turtle doves, or 2 young pigeons to the Lord, one for a sin offering and one for a burnt offering. And he will bring them to the priest, and he will offer the one which is a sin offering first, and he will wring its head at its neck, and he will not divide it. He will then sprinkle some of the blood of the sin offering on the wall of the altar, and the remainder of the blood will be wrung out onto the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. And he will perform the burnt offering with the second one according to the prescribed way, and the priest will make atonement for him for his sin which he committed, and it will be forgiven him. And if his means do not extend to 2 turtle doves or to 2 young pigeons, then he that sinned will bring as his oblation 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour as a sin offering. He shall not put oil on it, and he shall not put frankincense on it, for it is a sin offering. And he will bring it to the priest, and the priest will take a handful of it as a memorial of it, and he will burn it on the altar with the Lord's fire offerings. It is a sin offering. And the priest will make atonement for him, for the sin which he committed against one of these things, and it will be forgiven him, and it will be for the priest as a meal offering. And the Lord spoke to Moses and said, If anyone commits a trespass and sins through ignorance against the Lord's holy things, then he will bring his guilt offering to the Lord, a ram without blemish from the flock, according to your valuation, in silver shekels, according to the holy shekel, as the guilt offering. And he will pay for having sinned in respect of the holy thing, and he will add 1/5 to it, and he will give it to the priest, and the priest will make atonement for him with the ram of the guilt offering, and it will be forgiven him. And if a person sins and does any one of all of the Lord's prohibited acts, things which are not to be done, and he did not know, and he becomes consciously guilty, then he will bear his iniquity. And he will bring a ram without blemish from the flock, according to your valuation for a guilt offering, to the priest, and the priest will make atonement for him, for his sin of ignorance, which he committed in ignorance, and he was not aware of it, and it will be forgiven him. It is a guilt offering for whoever has in any way incurred guilt with the Lord.